Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
The weather, if you have seen...
Rob Ford, Mayor of Toronto, December 1st.
And how does that feel and sound?
It feels absolutely fantastic. I just can't wait to get into the office and start meeting with people. I'm actually just pulling into City Hall as we speak, so I have a meeting at 7 o'clock, and... to start meeting with people and getting the job done and getting the city straightened around.
And what's that all about, this meeting this morning? National Post says it's first on your agenda to start talking about the Transit City.
Yeah, there's no secret. I'm meeting with Gary Webster just to make sure him and I are on the same wavelength that Transit City's over. People do not want streetcars, and we're going to start building subways, and we're going to start right now. So I just want to make sure we're both understanding what I mean, and I'm sure he does. So I just want to clarify things this morning with Gary and take it from there.
But you need the help of the province, too?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I'll be meeting with Mr. McGuinty probably in the next 3 or 4 weeks. So he's very, very busy, and so am I. So we're just trying to put together a half hour of time that fits in both our schedules and taking it from there.
And what's it been like for you the last couple of weeks? You've had with the transition team a peek into the inner sanctum there. Any surprises, or what surprised you the most, and what didn't you know before you got the job that you do now?
Yeah, you know what, John? There's not that many surprises. I've been down at City Hall for 10 years now, so I know every nook and cranny. I'm quite surprised how well staff is responding to our request, and the other city councillors. A lot of them are looking forward to the next 4 years, and they're looking forward to the first council meeting. The first council meeting, we're going to save the taxpayers millions of dollars. We're going to abolish the $60 car registration tax. I'm going to lower my own personal budget from $2.7 million down to $2 million. That will save the taxpayers right there $700,000. The councillors are going to cut their own expenses from $50,000 down to $30,000. Again, that's going to save the taxpayers close to $880,000. So when you add that up, there's $1.5 million just on expenses, plus the car registration tax. This is $50 million. So this is money that's going to go back into the taxpayers' pocket, and that's where it belongs. And they can go out and spend it and... have a great holiday season.
Do you have any sense that some of the stuff you said you were going to do throughout your term after having a look, you say there were no surprises in there, but now that you have the weight of office on your shoulders, might be a little harder to deliver than otherwise thought?
No, I think we can deliver on everything. Everything that I said we were going to do, we're going to do. Like I said, we're going to start with the councillors' expenses. I've talked to the councillors. They understand that people in the city know it's very rich to have a $50,000 expense account, and they don't accept that, and $30,000 they can live with, and obviously they voted that way in the last election, and that's what I campaigned on, and getting rid of the car registration tax, and we'll be tackling the land transfer tax at the end of this year, and I will deliver on my promises. The subways, I said I'm going to build subways, we're going to build subways. I'm going to say I'm going to put an end to Transit City. I'm putting an end to Transit City. People don't want to have another St. Clair Part 1, 2, and 3, so Eglinton's going underground, and Shepherd's going underground, and we're going to build subways, and all great cities in this world have subways, and that's what we're going to do. I'm going to put an end to the gravy train once and for all. So
you got your foot on the brake.
Yeah, no. So yeah, no. Things are going great, John. I'm really excited, and I just can't wait to get into my office. I'm just sitting here waiting to go into the underground.
I have to ask you, what do you think of the news that Rogers may be buying the Leafs?
Yes, that's fantastic. We have to get a cup in the city, so if Rogers can bring one, I think that's fantastic. So I support that deal wholeheartedly.
You think it's a good marriage?
I think so, absolutely. I think Rogers is a very well-run organization, and good luck to him.
You're pulling into the underground at the moment. You've got a new parking spot as well? I mean, is there a spot for the mayor?
Yeah. I used to park in spot number 13 for the last 10 years as a counselor, but they said they've got number one, so I'll be pulling into number one right now.
Is it bigger or closer, or what is it?
Yeah, it's right beside the door, so I sort of like the exercise going from the middle of the parking lot to the door. Now it's just one step away, and I'm in the elevator, so no, it's going to be great, John, and I'll always continue to help people, and if anyone needs my assistance, just call me anytime.
Okay, good luck, man.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye-bye.